What do you think is the most important thing for the public to know about the epidemic situation in Portage County right now?
If they understand the disease as a chronic disease, they will much, much better be able to handle their family members who are addicted. Everybody's getting beat up over their behavior. Their behavior of abusing drugs or alcohol happened before the chronic disease. Now that they've crossed that threshold and they're in the chronic disease state, now the family understands you have to manage that disease for the rest of your life. Recovery, we call, is recovering your life. That takes years and hard work. But managing the disease is what we want to say. That's primary. Do that first. Manage the disease, get it under control, then start to recover the things of your life which fell by the wayside.
I think that whole notion of treating it as a disease is a perception issue that your resource guide, Mike, is trying to change.
That's correct. That was one of the goals, was to help educate the public more about how this, yes, a choice, you maybe can make a choice in life to use a drug, but that doesn't mean that you're addicted at that point in time. But once, as she talked about, you cross that threshold, and I learned this from Renee, is that you then have this disease. And a lot of people say, well, they just stop using, they'll be fine. Well, it's not that simple.
I've been invited to Kent State itself to come and speak to the students, and it has such a profound effect on them when you say, if you've had alcoholism in your family or addiction, and you're taking a drink or taking a drug, and your brain lights up like a Christmas tree more than all your friends, be very careful. And that seems to resonate with them because they're in that state, they're already doing it, and they recognize it. So handing them that message is giving them, empowering them to make a better decision in the future.
Well, for the past 2 years, University Hospitals has been implementing the treatment program that you developed. It's a medically assisted treatment program for addiction. Explain to us what that is.
So the first word that comes to mind is detox. So we'll just use that word in a generic sense. So people want to go through detox. That's step one for stabilizing them through their withdrawal. So once they're stabilized, we assess them and link them up to the appropriate services they need to support the gains that they made through the withdrawal. So that means behavioral health, AA, medical treatment with doctors, medications. Some people go into abstinence, and then we want to find the supporting groups that help them stay in the abstinence state too. So whatever they need, that's what we are going to find for them.
What types of medication are you prescribing for these addiction treatment plans?
Suboxone is probably the number one treatment we have for opioid addiction. Suboxone coats the brain. It has a 90-some percent saturation rate on the brain. Our patients say when they take it, they feel normal again. And it's recognized that Suboxone is the appropriate medication treatment for opiate addicted people. But on the other side, we have Vivitrol, which is an opiate blocker type medication. And it when it works, it's successful too.
What kind of results have you seen with this medically assisted program that you've implemented over the past couple of years?
When people take their medication, if we go straight from opiates and or people are abstinents, they have the exact same outcomes as chronic disease management. So you're looking at 50 to 60% success because people stop taking their medications and relapse in their disease state. And that's very common in chronic disease management. But at least when they're relapsing, they're going back to their doctors and getting back on the medication. Or they're recognizing the need for abstinence or abstinence plus medication. So they're recognizing how to treat the disease, and they're the only ones who could really do that. It's their responsibility. There's more access today than we ever had for illicit drugs. So you have to look at the environment in which the gateway is entering in. It's, for example, we had alcohol as a gateway. Now they have marijuana that's coming in. So, and you have vaping. There's so many gateways now to open up that door.
How do you fight that?
When you have this many people dying and being addicted, the only way to really fight that on a long-term basis is to educate the younger generations about what it really means. And we realize people are going to make choices, and that's part of life. And but if they're a bit better educated about it, hopefully maybe they'll make better choices, or at least some of them will, and we can start attacking this problem that's really hurt our state.